WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's been hard to get commentator Maureen Carrigan into the studio this week. She didn't want to leave her living room. Here's why.
My best friend, Mary Ellen, and I grew up together in Queens, New York. I used to love to go over and play at her family's apartment. It was cavernous, and the refrigerator was always stocked with Schraff's coffee ice cream. But best of all, Mary Ellen's parents would hardly ever come into her bedroom to yell at us, no matter how much noise we made. They couldn't intrude because they couldn't move. They were trapped, marooned really, in twin beige Lazy Boy recliners positioned on either side of the living room sofa and facing, what else, the television set. It's impossible to imagine Mary Ellen's parents back then jogging or doing any of the other things that adults do these days to stay fit. Instead, they sunk with dignity into sedentary middle age, just like they sunk every evening into their matching Lazy Boys. Mary Ellen's mother and then her father died a few years ago. I went to visit her after her father's death, and when I walked into her living room, there were the two Lazy Boys. That may have been the first time I actually sat in one. It tilted back slowly and scooped me up into its plump, plushy arms. Right away, I felt drowsy, and I had a strong hankering for a highball and the Reader's Digest, the things Mary Ellen's parents usually kept within easy reach. I knew then that I wanted a Lazy Boy, but I tried to fight the urge. Furniture with handles is so unhip. Plus, I didn't like the political implications of a recliner. My living room, with its VCR and cable TV, is already enough of a retreat. If I bought a Lazy Boy, I'd be totally capitulating to the privatization of everyday life that accompanies the mating and the aging processes. Still, personal desire can't always be quelled by political conviction. I found myself sneaking into furniture stores, checking out Lazy Boys, Barca loungers, Strata loungers, what the industry ironically calls motion furniture. One store even sold kitty cliners with miniature handles and footrests. Put your kids into one of these, and they instantly turn into George Burns. Finally, this past weekend, I bid goodbye to youth. It didn't take much to convince my husband, a born comfort craver, to come with me to a Lazy Boy showcase shoppy. We looked at French Provincial, Art Deco, and early American models. We tested out twin cliners. Those are two Lazy Boys soldered together, and something called the Lectralift Power Recliner, a Lazy Boy with a motor for comatose couch potatoes. We decided on a blue chaise rocker recliner, an overstuffed chair with full body support. When we got our Lazy Boy home, we flipped a coin to see who would use it first. I won. In memory of Mary Ellen's parents, I popped open a beer, the closest thing I had to a highball. In my other paw, I held the remote channel changer. Exercise class started in an hour, but who could be bothered? I rocked back, the footrest eased into place, and I began to doze. When I woke up later that rainy afternoon, my husband asked, "So how was it?" I looked up at him and whimpered, "I've fallen and I can't get up."
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University.